4. Some things about my father, whose name, Wesley Howard, does not have a homonym. Wesley Howard is my father, and he's 33 years old. He was born on March 16th during a quarter moon. He's 6'1" tall. He has a scar on his cheek that is 1 1/2 inches long. He got it when he was 7, and his father whacked him in the face with the handle of a shovel in order to teach him not to leave his bike outside. Some things about my father and me that are the same are that we grew up with our fathers, but not our mothers, and that we live in the country. My father's profession is mechanic at the J&R Garage. My father has one sibling, my Uncle Weldon, who is 31 years old and 6'0" tall. Uncle Weldon was born on June 23rd during the kind of moon called a full strawberry moon. My father was born at 6:39 p.m., and my uncle was born at 9:36 p.m., so their birth times are opposite when written out. Also, the numbers are all divisible by 3. My father was 21 when I was born. He was 23 when my mother left. He was 26 and a half when I started kindergarten. He was 26 years and 7 months when my kindergarten teacher, Miss Croon, told him that Hatford Elementary might not be the right school for me.
"I didn't know there was another elementary school in Hatford," my father replied.
That isn't what I meant. What Miss Croon meant was that since I was having trouble talking to the other kindergartners, and I cried a lot, and was apt to hit myself in the head with a shoe or a picture book if somebody didn't follow the rules, I might need a special school or program. My father told Miss Croon to work harder. Teaching me was her job.
"Are you sure you don't want to look into another program for Rose?" asked Miss Croon.
"Where are the other programs?" asked my father.
"There's an excellent one in Mount Katrine."
"Mount Katrine, that is 22 miles away?"
"Yes."
My father shook his head.
"Rose will be fine right here."
In first grade, my teacher, Ms. Venzel, called a meeting with the principal and the school psychologist and Miss Croon.